This was at the time the Feast of Tabernacles was at hand, it says in verse number 2. And verse 14, now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, "How knoweth this man letters, having never learned?" Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me?" The people answered and said, "Thou hast a devil. Who goeth about to kill thee?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receive circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Then said some of them of Jerusalem, "Is not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Howbeit, we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is." Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, "Ye both know me, and ye know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he hath sent me." Now on down, for sake of reading, in verse 37, "In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." And that's as far as I'll read again for sake of reading. I am very interested this evening in these verses here where Jesus, in the last day, verse 37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit." I want to talk to us a little bit this evening about this one thought our enjoying and not enduring the Christian life. Our enjoying and not enduring the Christian life. I feel like today, and I know of the time that we're living in, there's a great battle going on in the spiritual realm. There's not a doubt in my mind. You can feel it everywhere. If you have half a heart, and that sounds bad to say, but even if you have half a heart to serve God, you've got to know that it is a spiritual warfare that we are up against every day just to try to serve God or to try to love Him the way that we should. I preached Sunday morning about where Jesus said, if you don't do these things, there are certain things, you cannot be my disciple. If we don't love Him above all, we cannot be His disciple. You might be saved, but you're not going to be a learner, a real disciple, follower. And a child of God can't go on living that way. We are seeing, it seems like, and I feel it. I know you probably feel it at times. Times where it almost feels miserable. Feels miserable. In this world, we should feel miserable in this world. I don't want to feel miserable over the things of God. I certainly don't want to feel that way about God's house and God's people and God's Word and the Christian life. Everything that comes of the Christian life. And again, these things that I mentioned, about His Word and His house, these are things that that just happen naturally in the Christian life, things that we do. The very core of the Christian life is our love for Him, our relationship with Him, and whether or not we're thirsty for the things of God. We can get to the place where we don't thirst for the things of God. Jesus said in this last day, this great day of the feast, and he's talking to any man. They have just come to the Feast of the Tabernacle. I think they've spent 5 or 6 days offering up things for every nation. And then they're supposed to offer up for themselves. But you see the Jews here, they're marveling over Jesus. They're angry, they're unsatisfied. They don't even realize who He is. They have no relationship with Him whatsoever. They have a form of godliness, but have no relationship with Him. They're not even keeping the law that Moses gave. They would in fars, if it was a Sunday and a man needed to be circumcised, they'd circumcise him. But Jesus said, here I have made a man every whit whole. That's greater than being circumcised, the need of being circumcised. He's been made every whit whole. They go about to kill our Lord. And so, these people are hands-on, works. They're doing certain things, but the deeper spiritual things, they're missing it completely. And the Lord talked about this to them, said when He cried, He cried out, it's not just that he cried out with a loud voice. He cried out, but also he was in a burden crying. See, because he's not seeing any man thirst, but he gives them the prophecy, the promise. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, not just anybody can hear this. He's talking to the thirsty. If any man thirst, let him come to me. If any man thirst, let him come to me. To be thirsty. He's speaking to the thirsty. He's not speaking to the empty. There's a lot of people who may be empty, but they're not thirsty. Some people mistake empty for thirsty. Empty is not thirsty. He said, if any man is empty. No, he didn't say that. If any man thirst, I mean has a dry, longing thirst for him. That's what he's talking about. I mean, listen, I've heard different men say it in different ways. But, you know, you can have all of God you want. And as a matter of fact, right now, each of us have all of God that we do want. We do. Might as well. Why? Might as well admit it. If we're thirsty, that means we don't have all of Him that we want. We want more of Him. Or should I say, we want Him to have more of us. But Jesus said it in this context. If any man thirst, if you see yourself thirsty in want of water, come to me. Come unto me. Christ is the source. He said, come to me. Amen. He's the way. Listen, Jesus, when he said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. Now, we're not working our way to him. We can't work our way to him. He's the way, and we need to be in Him. We need to be thirsty for Him. He is the way. I'm not making a way. I'm not finding a path to the way. He is the way to quenching your thirst and my thirst. Christ is the answer to our thirst. Christ is the one that will satisfy you and me as God's children. What we're needing, what we're maybe longing for, and I hope that we could get to the place, if you're not there, that you're longing for Him. We get to the place maybe where we're empty and not thirsty when neglect happens. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Is it that God has neglected us or we've neglected God? The answer is we have neglected God if we're empty and not filled. He wants us to be filled. Be filled with the Spirit. She's talking about when the Spirit would come. The Spirit had not yet come. And He even told them, He said at the end of verse number 39, but this spake He of the Spirit, which they that believe on Him should receive. If you're these things that he's talking about, he said, you it should happen to you when the Spirit comes. This is what should happen. It should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. He's glorified now. You and I should be filled. Should have rivers of living water flowing, amen, from our belly, our inner being, that innermost hollow place. That's what he's talking about. That empty place, there should be a river start springing up from there. If we're thirsty, where do I find it? Do I need to start doing this? You need Christ. You need to sit on His lap. You need to lay your head on His breast. You need to be walking right close to Him. You need Him. Again, He is the way. Christ is always the way. He said, I am the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. I'm the bread. I'm the water. I'm the resurrection. Amen. He that liveth and was dead, he shall never die. Believest thou this? If you believe on him, Christ as the person. Holiness is not the way to Christ. Christ is the way to holiness. Christ is the way to cleansing. Christ is the way. He's the way to it all. He goes before us as the good shepherd. He is the way. We need Him. We need Him. Again, these people, they were at a place, they didn't know His doctrine. They didn't know His way. They didn't know Him. They knew religion. And they were empty. But He said, if any man. Now that meant that every man, woman, Jew, Gentile, He opened the door right here. During this time of this feast, when they had made offerings up for every nation, that was God's way of preparing the way, opening their heart and their mind that the way can be made. And Christ is that way. And now He stands in the last day, the great day of the feast. And you know what they're doing? On this day, a priest draws water from the pool of Siloam. He brought it down to the temple at the time of the morning sacrifice. And there at the altar, He poured this water mingled with wine. And all the people would begin singing with great joy. And it was during that time, maybe it sounded like joy. Their mind is on that water. Jesus stands. And He cries out, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Come unto me and drink. Now that's the, if you want to call it the, you know, people talk about the recipe for revival or the secret of revival. This is the secret of being filled. You've got to drink. I've got to drink. He said, come unto me and drink. That's faith. That's appropriating faith. To drink. Come to him and believe. Come to him thirsty. And come to him believing you're going to be filled. Come to him thirsty. Come to him believing he can satisfy. And only he can satisfy. Do not come to the Lord thirsty and then wonder, is it going to happen? Believe that he can and will satisfy. Drink. Drink of him. Amen. Eat his bread. Drink his water. Come to him and drink. You and I need to be coming to him and drinking out of his belly. I mean, that source. Listen, we're not a reservoir. We've been turned into a spring. A reservoir is something that water's poured into. Spring is something that water comes out of. Out of his belly. An unending source. Everlasting life. Ever-filled spirit. The Holy Ghost. Constantly springing up joy in us. Springing up in us that you and I are thirsting for. If we're thirsty. We can get thirsty at one time, but then if we get away from that satisfying us, because we've, and this happens to many, probably happens to everybody, once or twice, or maybe even more. For whatever reason, we're not as thirsty for him that we were at one time. And so something else we begin to drink off of. And we're not as satisfied in him as we could be. Not as satisfied completely as we could be. Listen, there's nothing else in this world that can satisfy a child of God the way Christ can. As far as your life having joy and peace and, I mean, your experience, I mean, not enduring, but enjoying life. Jesus said, I have come that they might have life, have it more abundantly. More abundantly. More abundantly than anything else could possibly imagine to give to you. More abundant. The more abundant life. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. There's many places the example is given. There's one, an example given of the tabernacle. It's in Ezekiel chapter 47. And you've read it before. You've heard it before. Ezekiel 47. He talked about waters that issued from under the threshold of the house of God. At the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. You see, God's showing him the way to the water. When the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits and he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. You know the scriptures I'm talking about now. Those waters that come from God's house, come out from under the house. See, it's a picture. You and I are his temple. Out of his belly shall flow rivers. And it goes, the waters were to the ankles. Verse 4, and he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through, and the waters were to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Many preachers have preached on that. I've preached it. Some of us may be where the water's at the ankle. Maybe you've got into the waters up to the knee. Maybe you finally got up to the waters up to your loins. We need to be in waters to swim in. Waters that overflow. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Not a creek. Rivers. These rivers that just keep flowing. Keep flowing. That's the thing about a river. All of it comes from a spring or different springs, and that river just keeps flowing. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He is the way. We must thirst for him, and then we must drink of him. And according to this, you can experience rivers of living water. They which believe on him should receive. So you have to believe. That's that drinking. That's that faith. You have to believe. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And that's where the devil stops us. He'll say, you ain't done enough. Well, it's not whether I've done enough, it's whether I'm thirsty. Truly thirsty. And whether I believe that he will fill me. That he can fill me. That he's the way to fill me. Again, you and I can't work to get this. It is of grace. It is a promise. He is the promise of the Holy Spirit. And there's a difference, church, you know there's a difference in him dwelling in us and him flowing out of us. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's not saying the Spirit of God comes in you and lives in you everybody that's saved has him inside of us. But not everybody's thirsty. Not everybody's got a river coming out of them. You could. You have the source. We have the source. He is in us. Christ is the source that you and I come to. We come to Him and drink. I used to clean my granddaddy's spring out up above his house. And I always hated going up the side of that mountain. I mean, it was rough on the flesh, you know. Think I got to go up there and do all that. But I'll tell you what, by the time we got up there, I saw all that water coming out of there. And I mean, it just is clear and cold. Before I did any cleaning, I just lay down on top of that thing. I mean, just drink, Brother Mike, until I just could not literally drink anymore. It wasn't nothing like it. I don't know what it was, but it was just so wonderful. So hot and thirsty, and but you made it to the place. And I couldn't have got it anywhere else than that spring. I was thirsty, but I had to get to the spring. Man, it was worth getting there. It was well worth getting there. If you've never done it, there's no experience just quite like it. Amen. I remember the first time I did, just get that water and just put it all over you, and you're just covered in it, filled with it, refreshed by it, happy. And that's nothing compared to how Christ will make you feel. I want you to stand this evening. I'm done.